From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Obama administration is ordering government agencies to review the way they handle secret, sensitive information. And Attorney General Eric Holder says the Justice Department has an active criminal investigation underway into the mass release of secret diplomatic cables by the group WikiLeaks.
It puts at risk individuals who are serving this country in a variety of capacities, either as diplomats, as intelligence assets. It puts at risk the relationships that we have with important allies around the world.
Holder speaking to reporters in Washington. NPR's Giles Snyder reports two top Republican lawmakers are reacting to the document release and its fallout.
Michigan Congressman Pete Hoekstra, who was the top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, calls some of the leaked State Department material gossip, but he says the documents do contain a number of time bombs that could lead to an erosion of trust in the United States.
There's just a lot of countries that are going to be out there. They're going to see stuff that they never thought was going to be public.
Hoekstra spoke on the CBS Early Show. He called the leak of so much information a massive failure within the intelligence community. On NBC's Today Show, New York Congressman Peter King, the ranking Republican on the House Homeland Security Committee, suggested the government prosecute WikiLeaks for violating the Espionage Act. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Ireland's leaders are applauding the approval by European finance ministers of a bailout for that country worth nearly $90 billion. NPR's Jacob Goldstein with NPR's Planet Money team in New York says European officials have also reached some decisions about what will happen if a country, even after such a bailout, still does not have enough money to pay its debts.
Up until now, the EU has basically ignored that possibility. They've assumed that giving these bailout loans to troubled countries like Greece and Ireland would be enough to carry them through. But under this new agreement, the EU says that starting in 2013, if a country is insolvent, that basically means there's no way a country can pay off its debts even if it gets a bailout loan, then in that case, private investors who loan the country money, they might be forced to take a loss.
So how are private investors reacting to that news?
So if we go back to last week, we saw the cost of borrowing money go way up for some of the financially weaker EU countries. That was a clear sign that private investors were already getting more wary about lending these countries money. So far today, the cost of borrowing has actually gone up a little bit more for those countries. So in spite of this new plan from the EU, investors are clearly still nervous.
That's Jacob Goldstein with NPR's Planet Money team in New York. About a dozen of Haiti's 19 presidential candidates, including nearly every major contender, chanting as they call for cancellation of the presidential election there over the weekend. They claim the balloting was tainted by widespread fraud. On Wall Street, stocks are lower in early trading. The Dow is down 117 points. The Nasdaq is off 29. This is NPR News. The Somali-American man accused of plotting a truck bombing in Oregon is scheduled to appear in court there this afternoon. 19-year-old Mohammed Osman Mohammed made a video before trying to detonate a phony bomb set up by the FBI. The Oregonian newspaper says Mohammed said living in the U.S. is, in his words, a sin. The FBI is offering up to $10,000 for information leading to an arrest in an arson fire at a mosque in Corvallis, Oregon, where Mohammed occasionally prayed while a student at Oregon State University. The imam of that mosque, Yusef Wanley, says local Muslims are shocked by the fire.
They're completely shocked because many of the Muslims here, they've lived here for 20 years, 22 years or so, so they know the population. They went to school here.
Wanley says the fire did major damage to offices but not to worship areas in the mosque. Actor Leslie Nielsen has died at the age of 84. Phil Latzman of member station WLRN reports Nielsen managed to remake his career with a role in the film Airplane.
The Canadian-born Nielsen began his acting career as the quintessential straight man, but became best known for his deadpan slapstick in movies like Airplane and The Naked Gun.
What was it we had for dinner tonight?
Well, we had a choice, steak, fish.
Yes, yes, I remember. I had lasagna.
Nielsen appeared in more than 100 movies, playing the dramatic lead in classics like Forbidden Planet and The Poseidon Adventure. He died of complications from pneumonia at a hospital near his home in Fort Lauderdale. For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
This is Cyber Monday, with many retailers offering free shipping and other discounts. The National Retail Federation estimates about 70 million Americans will make purchases online today, many of them from work. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support